Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Ayin Gimel, two lines from the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah at the beginning of our Perek, at the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis taught us that although certainly Midraisa there is a din of Bittul Barayiv based on the Pasuk in Pashma Mishpatim that states, Achri Rabban Lahatois, however, Midrabbanan, there is no Bittul by Behemois, and Afilu Achas Buriboy Loi Batal, and the Gemara stated that the Hanavah Mishnah can be a mayor as explained by Rish Lakish, that since Behemois are generally sold based on headcount and not by the herd, so it's a Dava Choshev Loi Batal, and as Rish Lakish stated, Kol Shadakir Limonis Shininu. However, the Gemara continued that Lefira Beichlan, who understands that her mayor stated as Shadakir Limonis, and the Dinam Bittul only doesn't apply if something is so choshev that it is exclusively sold by an exact count. So, who is the Tanabah Mishnah that holds that Bittul doesn't apply to Behemoth? And also keep in mind that we already explained that the Mishnah cannot be like the Rabbanon that argue on Rav Meir, the Mishnah Mesechtes Arlo bin Geir Tilson Shalklai Akarim, as Rabbanon hold that the only time that the Bittul doesn't apply is only in regard to six things which are extremely chashuv. That list doesn't include behemoth. And on the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, the Gemara brought the first teretz, and this explanation was from our papa. And our papa explained that the Tana of our Mishnah is a Tana that we will now see in the Braisa regarding a litter of dried figs of Chum Drabanan. And as we already explained, although most people sell dried figs pressed into a form and not based on a specific count, however, since at times a seller may sell dried figs based on an exact number of litra, so it's still chashev, and the din of bittul doesn't apply even to an issur drabanan like chumah drabanan. And as we pointed out, that at least according to Rashi and Tesis, the chiv of chumah deraisa is only on dogon tirish v'yitza and not on dried figs. And if so, kolshkin, that the din of bittul would not apply to our mishnah, which is discussing issurin deraisa that will mix into zvachim kasherim. And as we will see, this will be the shita of Rabbi Shua according to the explanation of Rabbi Huda, and therefore Rabbi Shua would also hold in regard to our mishnah that since behemoths are generally sold by the headcount and not by the herd, so certainly they are dava chashuv, and therefore the din of bittul would not apply. And let's point out that the braisa will now continue and bring two versions of a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua regarding the litra ktsia shedars al pi ha'igol. And one of the versions of the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua will be brought by Rabbi Meir, and one version will be brought by Rabbi Huda. And let us also explain the metzias of the litra shel ktsias. After a farmer would harvest figs, they would dry out the figs in the sun in the field, and once they would dry it out, they would use a tool called a maktsaya to cut the fig and to remove the stems. They would then take a bunch of these figs and they would press them into a round, very wide mold, which was used in order to have the figs stick together, and this way they would form a round cake of figs, and this looked similar to a wheel of cheese. And once the figs were stuck together, that was called an igulid vela, as we have seen in Mesechtes Bamitzia in Perek Eil Metzias. And of course, a wholesaler had many of these deep round forms filled with te'inim, and then they would go to the marketplace and they would sell these te'inim from these forms. And the Brice is discussing a case where someone took off truma drabanan from these ktsiyais and from these dried figs. And for example, he took off a litra ktsiyais, which is a liter or some sort of a measurement of dried figs, and by mistake he then took this liter of dried figs and he pressed it into this form, and since he had multiple forms, at some point he got confused and he wasn't sure where he placed the truma, and there is now a shaila as to what to do with all of these forms, as potentially they all have to be considered truma. Therefore, he would have to sell all of these forms to a kohen, and of course he would deduct the value of the truma that is in this mixture. And as we have seen many times, the concept of chutz mitumei truma mishmahen. And let us now begin and see the brisa, the tanya. As we learned to the brisa, litra ktsiyah shedrasa pi igol ve'inideya be'ezidul drasa. If one had a litra of dried figs which was truma drabanan, and he pressed them into the top of the form, and he's not sure which form it was pressed into. Similarly, or he pressed them on the top of a barrel of dried figs, and he's not sure which barrel he placed them into. Or he pressed it on the top of a basket that looked like a beehive, and he had multiple baskets that were the same, and he's unsure as to which basket he pressed the dried figs of Truma into. And I in the Me'iri, in Mesechtes Beya and Daf Dalid, where the Me'iri explains that after they made igula dvela, then they would place many igula dvela in barrels in order to transport them to market. In any case, we now have a suffix and an issue, as we have truma drabanan that is mixed together with chulin. And the braisa will now bring a machlekes, as Rameir states that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. The following are the shitas of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, as Rabbi Elazar imer roinus el yoinais ki iluhein prudais vatachtainis milus el yoinais, that Rabbi Elazar holds that since we're only talking about truma drabanan, therefore we will be makel. all, and even though we know for certain that all of the dried figs of Truma were placed at the top of the forms, and they are definitely not in the bottom of the forms, we will still consider it as if the Truma was mixed into the form, and we're not certain where the Truma is in the form. And since we know that Truma is Batal, Achas B'meya, so as long as between all these forms, or all these barrels, or all these baskets, there's 100 times of Chulin that is more than one part of Truma, then the Truma will be Batal, and the entire mixture would be able to be sold to Yisraelim, Chutz Mi Dmei Truma Shebehen. However, Meir continues, Rabbi Shua Imer, Rabbi Shua is Chelek and Rabbi Lezer, and he is more Machmed than Rabbi Lezer, as he holds that certainly since we know that the dried figs of Truma were placed at the top of the barrel or the top of the form, certainly the only way that we can be Mevatal the Truma Drabbanon is only by being Mevatlet based on the pairs of Chulin that are on the top of all the other forms. Therefore, Rabbi Shua holds that if there are 100 other forms, so certainly the Din of Bittul would apply, as at this point we have 100 tops of the barrels, which are certainly Chulin, and we have one of these barrels, which is certainly Truma, and therefore the Truma would be Batal. However, if there aren't 100 other forms, then the Truma would not be Batal. And as Rabbi Shua continues, Im Yesh Meir Pumin Yalu Vim Lav Pumin Asurin Vashalayim Mutarin, keep in mind that according to Rabbi Meir's version of the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua agree that the Din of Bittul does apply to dried figs, and they are only Chilik as to how to apply the Din of Bittul. And let us see Rashi, as Rashi states, Ve'in Yedua Ezepi Kli Nesar U'Bechol HaTachtonis Pshitalei She'in HaTrumu Revs Ben El HaPumul Vadim B'Safek Issa. Rabbi Meir brings down the Shita Rabbi Lezer that Roin Oisa Ki'ilu Hein Pudais. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds Afal Pish In Kan Kuf Pumin Shel Kuf Kelim Shel Heta Levada Issa Levata Issa VaTachtonis In B'Klal HaSafek L'Starfim Malyonis Levatlan. And in reality, we know that the bottom fruits not B'Klal the Suffolk at all, as certainly we know that that part of the barrel or the form are definitely not fruits of Truma. However, since we're only dealing with Truma Drabbanon, therefore we'll make all and Roin is Kol Trois HaTachtonis Valyonis Shel B'Klal HaKelim Ki'ilu Hein Pudais V'Zumu Rabbis B'Kulan. Therefore, VaTachtonis Mitzdafois L'Hal Sel Yonis Shel B'Chol Pum U'Pum Ayin Teisis Dibam Asel VaTachtonis Ma'idres Sel Yonis Afal Pi She'enon B'Safik Dimua. And even though the fruits are on bottom of the kli are not in Safik, however, Beleza holds Hekilu B'Chumas Peris Drabbanon. Rashi continues, the Rabbi Shua holds in Lav HaPumin Asurin SheTachtonis She'enon B'Chol HaSafik in Ma'idres HaPumin, and he doesn't hold this kula. And the Brisa now continues, Rabbi Huda Imer. Rabbi Huda had a different version as to the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. And Lefi Rabbi Huda, certainly Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold this kula. And Lefi Rabbi Huda, the Shita Rabbi Lezer is exactly the same Shita as the Shita Rabbi Shua, according to the version of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Lezer agrees that certainly the Tachtonis, which are not Bechlav Safik, are in Maglis HaPumin. Therefore, he holds Im Yesham Kuf Pumin Yalu, Im Lav HaPumin Asurin, Vashulayim Mutarim. And the only way that we'll be able to have Bittul in our scenario is only if we actually look at all the tops of the barrels or of the forms. And if there are 100 forms of Chulin connected to one form of Truma Drabbanon, then the Din of Bittul would apply. However, if there's less than 100 barrels of Chulin, then the Din of Bittul would not apply. Therefore, we would have to treat all the top dried figs as if they were Truma Drabbanon. And keep in mind that both according to Rabbi Shua in the version of Rabbi Meir and the Sheet of Rabbi Lezer according to Rabbi Yehuda, there actually comes out of Kula that even if the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, but certainly the Shulayim would be Mutter, since we know that the Truma was only on the top and not at the bottom of the barrel. And up until this point of the Brisa, everyone agrees that the Din of Bittul applies by Ketziyos. However, the Brisa now continues, Rabbi Shua Imeh, Rabbi Huda tells us that Rabbi Shua actually holds Afilu Yesham Shalosh Meis Pumin Layalu, that even if there would be 300 other barrels that were certainly all Chulin, and even the tops were Chulin, and even though there is only one top of a barrel that is Chulin Midrabbanon, then the Din of Bittul would still not apply, as Rabbi Shua holds that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply to Ketziyos at all, as it's Kol Shedaka Limanais, as although most of the time it's not sold based on a specific count and it's sold in bulk. However, since there are times where a merchant may sell the Ketziyos based on a litra or based on a specific count of litrais, therefore it's still considered chashuv and the Din of Bittul doesn't apply. And therefore, Zakra Papa, that the Tanava Mishnah is Rabbi Shua according to the version of Rabbi Huda, and since he holds that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply to Ketziyos, which is only sold at times by the piece, so certainly he would hold that the Din of Bittul would not apply to Behemah, which are generally counted and sold by the piece, and therefore certainly that is chashuv, and certainly the din of bittul would not apply. And similarly, if Rabbi Yeshua holds that the din of bittul doesn't apply by ketiyos, which is only an isur rabbanon, and we still don't allow bittul, and we don't allow you to eat the chum rabbanon, then certainly the din of bittul would not apply in our mishnah where we're discussing isur deraisa. And although at this point the gemara really could have stopped, as we already see that our mishnah is going according to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, according to the version of Rabbi Huda, however, our gemara continues and brings down the rest of the braisa. And keep in mind that in the gemara Masechtas Beya, the gemara actually brings down a different version of this braisa and then asks a question and finally explains the braisa in the way that it's brought down in our gemara. But our gemara shortens the version and just brings down the maskanas hagemara. The braisa continues, drasa be'igol ve'ini yodeya be'ezim makam be'igol drasa oyle tzvein la'oyle dreima diriya kalyalu. Certainly in a scenario where one took off chumad rabbanon and he then took the litra of ktsiyais, he pressed it into one of these forms. He doesn't remember which form he placed it into, and he also doesn't remember if he placed it on the bottom or on the top or on the right or the left of the form. And even if he knew for certain that he placed the litra shel ktsiyais on the bottom of the kli, so in this scenario, all would agree that the din of bittul would apply. And as long as you have dried figs of chulin, which are 100 times more than the 1 litra of ktsiyais, which are chumad rabbanon, then the din of bittul would apply. And even though lefi Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shua taught us that the din of bittul doesn't apply to ktsiyais at all, as ktsiyais are very chashuv, but as Rashi explains, shedrasa b'makom shimlayim, shakli racha v'habi l'troy sturis l'rachbai, it's possible that he actually pressed these figs into an area at the bottom of the kli, which is much wider. On that level, there are many l'troys that get stuck together, and therefore, divir akol yalu, hoyol v'leisili sura b'inei, shenidras v'nidbak b'achiris, m'maylu m'matum m'natzad, and therefore, in kandav shavminyan klal, and therefore, even Rabbi Shua agrees that this is not a dov chashuv, as it's not a dov shavminyan at all. And the Gemara now continues that up until now we saw that it's possible that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rameya, Lefi the Shita Reish Lakish, and it's also possible that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Shua, according to the version of Rabbi Huda. However, Rabbi Ashi states, Afilu Tem Rabbanon, and really we could say that our Mishnah is even going Lefi the Shita Rabbanon that we saw in the Mishnah Mesechtas Allah, that was Chilik and Rameya, Benegea Chavid Tilson. They held that there are only 6 items which are so choshev that the Din of Bittul would not apply. It would seem that the Din of Bittul would apply to everything else, including animals. However, Zok Rab Ashi, that even Rabbanon would agree that Balechayim Chashivi V'loi Batli, that Balechayim are in a different category completely, and the Din of Bittul doesn't apply to Balechayim, since our Mishnah is discussing Balechayim, so therefore the Din of Bittul doesn't apply. And let's keep in mind, although the Chum stated, Einu Mekadesh Al Shisha Dvarim Bilvad, and Rabbi Kiva stated Shiva, and certainly it was Mashma that there are only 6 or 7 things which are considered so Choshev that the Din of Bittul would not apply. However, the Mefarshim will explain that the Rabbanon were just coming lafuke from the words of Rabbi Meir, who stated that the Din of Bittul would even apply to Tilson, and the Rabbanon stated that regarding food products, there are only 6 products which are considered so chashuv that the Din of Bittul would not apply. And Rav Ashi teaches us that even Rabbanon agree that certainly there are other categories where the Din of Bittul doesn't apply. As we know, the Din of Bittul doesn't apply to a beria or to chiticha real iskabed. And Rabbanon also hold that a live behema is another category of something which is a dava chashuv, and therefore the Din of Bittul doesn't apply. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question on our Mishnah, as how could it be that our Mishnah states that if one animal that is asar gets mixed up with multiple animals that are kosher for the Mizbeach, and the Din of Bittul would not apply? And for example, in the first din of our Mishnah, where the animal that was asar was either from the Chamish Chatoi Sameisais or was a Shar Niskal, and they were asar ba'ana, the Mishnah taught us that even if one of these animals got mixed up with 10,000 kosher zvachim, then all these animals would have to be put to death. And our Gemara continues and asks, V'namsha chad chad minayu v'nakriv v'nema called the parish Meruba parish. Why wouldn't our Mishnah give us an Eitzah in order to save all of these kabanais? Why don't we take one animal at a time and pull it away from the rest of the group? And now that it's parish, we would have the klal of called the parish Meruba parish. As Rashi states, V'chol chad v'chad nema merubahu, and for every single animal we'd be able to be toilet that's from the Raiv, and we would actually be able to use all 10,001 behemois as kabanais. I am the Shita Mekubetzes at the top of the Amid where the Shita is from Taima, V'amrinam Balechayim Chashiv V'loi Batli, that we just got finished with an entire blat where the Gemara just brought 3 different reasons why we would say that an animal is not batal. And if so, how could the Gemara ask that called the parish Meruba parish if Lemaisa we don't have the din of bittul b'roi by a behema? And the Shita answers, V'yesh Lema, Dehainu Davka Kishaklinu Kula Merubam, Oz Badai Lo Yoyal Hamshacha, Avlim Masha Kol Echemem Mifnei Atzmai, Neim Shaper, called the parish Meruba Kaparish, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues and responds, Nimshaych, Havale Kavua, that certainly we can't say that you should take one animal out of the herd and the din of roivu to apply, as since it came from a makom kavua, then certainly there's a klal of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, and certainly we would not be able to use any of these animals as a carbon. And as Rashi states at the bottom of Amid, upachino nimshach betmiya mashma yikolchem echad echad mitecha ida, they should remove one animal at a time from the corral and from the herd, the maisa, while the animals are standing in the corral, hahavala issa kavua vo'im b'neim, the kaimalam b'sanhedrin, and we already learned to mesech the sanhedrin on daf ayin tes that the pasuk in Pasha Shaftim states yichiyi ish sayni l'reye over arav loy v'kamala v'yikol nafesh v'meis v'nasa l'achas ha'arim ha'el. The Gemara teaches us va'arav loy prat l'zerik ev l'gai. The reason is kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, as we have a klal that anything that's kavua has a status as mechza mechza. And the standard example, in order to understand the difference between kol de parish meruvah kaparish and kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, is the case of tesha chanuyos that was selling basa shchuta and was selling kosher meat, and there was one store that was selling basa nevela and was selling unkosher meat. And if someone in this town finds a piece of meat in the street, so that meat was parish from one of these stores, and since we're not sure which store it came from, so we go basa raiv, and since raiv at the store sell basa shchuta, therefore he'd be able to eat this piece of meat. However, if a person walks into one of these stores and after he bought the piece of meat, he's now uncertain which store he bought from, so since he knows they certainly bought this piece of meat from a store which is a makan kavua, so we apply the klal of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, and he would not be able to eat this piece of meat. And we continue on daf ayin gemara beis, and the gemara is still bothered that we still have an etzah in order to allow us to be able to use all these behemoths as a carbon. And as the gemara continues, elanich b'shinu d'naidi v'neima kol deparish meruva parish, that we should force the animals to move, and then we will be able to use the klal of kol deparish meruva parish, as once these animals are running around, so they are no longer kavua, and if you now grab on to one of these animals, so the klal called parish merubah kaparish would apply, and therefore you should be able to bring this animal as a carbon. And as Rashi states at the top of the Amid, nech b'shinu d'naidu yakuf oisam sheyinaidu d'loy lehavi kavua. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava wants to answer this question, that although it's true, and this may be an etzah, in order to be able to be makar of these kabanos on an adraisidic level, however the Rabbanan still did not allow us to use this etzah, zeir shem yavoy ugir kayanam bas achas v'yakrivu, as they were concerned for the following potential issue. As for example, if there's a case where there was one animal that was asked to be makriv and it got mixed up together with another 14 animals that was mutter to be makriv, even if they would go and do the etzah and make sure that all the animals were running around and then capture one at a time, so at that point the din of kol deparish merubah kaparish would apply and you could go and shecht the carbon. However, if after they did kabbal sadam, 10 kohanim would take the 10 cups of blood and they would do zrika at the exact same moment, or the 10 kohanim would be makriv the emurim on the mizbeach at the exact same moment. And since they did the zrikas adam or akhtaris emurim of roiv the behemoth that we have a suffix on at the same moment, as Rashi states, v'hashta shtakech the kar ruba v'asachas v'ikar l'mecha shisur b'ruba yisei, and therefore we have to be choshish that potentially the dam or the emurim of the behemoth that's asar was one of the cups of blood or one of the groups of emurim that were placed on the mizbeach. And as Rashi continues, d'bishleimo ki moshe chad chad u'makrev kama kama, so ikar l'mecha the chol chad the kar v'het the kar av the meruba parish v'yisur anah b'hani the paishu to have ruba l'gabei aval hashta the kar v'yikar dodi l'havi hani the paishu ruba l'gabayu. Therefore, at this point, the did of roiv would not be able to help us. However, the Gemara continues, Om le'ahum rabbanu l'rava, the one in Talmid Chum said back to Rava, that how can you say that this is actually a problem that Rabbanu would worry about, but Om me'ata me'gisa sira, you think that it's really possible that once you already did the original Eitzah and you made sure that all the animals were running around, and then you grabbed each animal individually, therefore we applied the klal called the parish meruba kaparish, and therefore the Kohen had a right to shecht this animal as a carbon. Now that the blood is already in the kais and already in the mizrak, that you're now going to say that the animal is going to be pasul, you won't be able to do zrikas adam or akravas emurim, but certainly that is not the case, as certainly once we stated that it's mutta based on the concept of roiv, and certainly there is no way that it will be psul to be zirik the dam or to be makter emurim of this animal. And as Rashi states, el me'ata megisa asira klima v'chim yachash ha'mashch v'lochu echel echel v'badai uv'nidno d'cholcha d'omma d'meruba parish v'shachta v'kibul dam v'megis b'chazok shu kosher. The Kohen already did shchita, he did kabbal sadam in the mizrak based on a chazaka that this animal was a kosher akrava. So do you think it's really possible that chayzin and staff mashchut and liyis roi v'liyasar? Certainly this would not be the din. Therefore, we're back to the original question of the Gemara, that l'chayr, why did our Mishnah state that we can't bring these kabbanais? And certainly simply by catching one animal at a time based on a din of called the parish ruba kaparish, then we should be able to bring all these animals as kabanais. However, the Gemara continues and explains, in Hanami, we are not concerned that 10 kahanim would come after the fact and do zrika b'basachas, and the real reason for the takanas chachamim is mishum shem yavo yud kahanim b'basachas v'yichu, that the chacham were concerned that if we allow them to go and take one animal at a time, then possibly they would make a mistake and they would think that all the animals in this corral are actually mutter for hakrava, and possibly 10 kahanim would actually go and take 10 animals at the same time. And since we are discussing a scenario where there were only 15 animals, since 10 animals is raiv, so certainly we would have to be chayshish that maybe the one animal of Isser is mixed in together with the raiv. That's why Mishnah stated Yamusu Kulan. However, the Gemara is still bothered that how could you have a habmina that 10 kahanim would be able to grab these 10 animals at one time. If we're specifically talking about a case of Nechpeshinu the Naidi, that we force them to move around, and if the animals are running around, certainly it would be impossible for 10 kahanim to grab all 10 animals at the same exact moment. As the Gemara continues and is, Basar kahanim bas achas miesha, that how would it be possible to have a scenario where 10 kahanim are able to grab all of these 10 animals at the same time, and certainly it would be ef shalot samsem. And keep in mind that certainly previously when the Gemara mentioned that 10 kahanim would go and do zrikas adam or aktar simurim at the same time, the Gemara did not have this issue. That's because certainly once the kahanim are standing together and they all have the dam in the cup, and certainly it would be possible for them to throw the dam at the same exact moment, and it's ef shalot samsem. However, now that our Gemara is discussing the 10 kahanim that are grabbing onto 10 different animals which are running around, then certainly that's ef shalot samsem. Finally, the Gemara answers Elam Rava Mishum Kavua in Chanami, the Takanas Chachamim was not based on the previous concerns, and instead the Chachamim were concerned that if we allow someone to go and make these animals move and then grab one animal at a time and be makrivit based on the principle of Kol Deparish Meruv Kaparish, so there may be others that see this and they will think that it's even mutter to go and take one animal from the group that's Kavua and that are not moving and also be allowed to be makrivit on the Mizbeach. And certainly in this scenario, since the animals are not Naidi, so the principle of Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechzadami would apply, and all these animals would be usher to bring as a carbon. And that's why a Mishnah taught us if one animal that is usher gets mixed up with thousands of animals that are kosher, that we have to put them all to death, and we will not allow anyone to rely on any etzais in order to be matter these animals. The Gemara now continues Amravo, that Rava teaches us Hashad Amrabon Le Nakriv E Nakriv Le Mirati. And now that we understand the Didavah Mishnah, and Rabbanan taught us that even though we had one behemoth of Issa that fell into 10,000 behemoths that are kosher from his Beach, and although Midiraisa the Din of Bittul should apply and all the behemoths should be kosher Akrava, however the Mishnah taught us that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply to a behemoth, and therefore you can't be makir of any of these behemoths. And Rava teaches us that not only couldn't you be makir of these kabanis l'chatchila, even if the kahanim went and was makir of all these kabanis be'isad rabbanon, that the carbon would not be meratza, and the Bailam would still have to bring another carbon. And the Mefarshim explained that Rashi also gives us another nafkamina, that since the rabbanon already taught us that all of these animals would be asal akrava, even if at a later point we're able to determine which animal was actually the one that was asar, and even so you would still not be able to bring the rest of the kabanis. And as Rashi states at the end of the Bamaskal Makrav Limrati, once the apostles Shuve and Khazavinura, as the Afa P Sheikh Shahirin Shabahan Ruin Lakrava, Hovinukhilam Machmasapsula Muramba Nitkul Gamri Dahlu Kapsulim. The Gemara continues, Isfir of Hunabar Bihudal Rava, Rav Hunabar Bihuda asks a question to Rava from the second Mishnah Mesechlis Kinim, and the Mishnah is discussing the carbon that is brought Bedali Dalais by Zov Zov Yunledes, and as we know, they will bring Shtei Terim by Shtei Bnei Yoyna, Echad L'Chatas ve'Echad L'Oyla. And as we already learned, that a Chatas Saif is brought L'Matam Chut HaSikra, and a Oyla Saif is brought L'Maylam Chut HaSikra, and we know that this would be Ma'akev, and if someone brings a Chatas Saif L'Maylam Chut HaSikra, or brings an Oyla Saif L'Matam Chut HaSikra, then the carbon would be Pasol. And as our Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Mesechlis Kinim, Chatas Shnisavar Ba'ila, Ba'ila Shnisavar B'Chatas, Afilu Achas B'Ribu Yimusa Kulan, that if a Chatas Saif gets mixed up with an Oyla Saif, or an Oyla Saif gets mixed up with a Chatas Saif, and even if it's only one in 10,000, then the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, and all of these Eifes must be put to death. And as Rashi points out, in Diba Maschel, Chatas Shnisavar Ba'ila, Ba'ifes Tani, to less Luta Kantabriya, and therefore the Mishnah couldn't teach us, you Rashi starve, and then you'll sell them and be paid to them, and buy new Kabanais, She'im Pidyon La'if, Kedamim Menachas, Perakam Menachas Benesachim, as although there's a concept of Pidyon by Behemoth, however, the Din of Pidyon doesn't apply to Eifes. Our Gemara now continues to quote from a Mishnah Mesechlis Kinim, and as Taisa points out, this is not an actual continuation of Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis, and instead the Gemara continues use a quote from a Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and the Mishnah is going back on the previous dinim that were mentioned in the previous prakim, and the Mishnah states, B'med v'amurim b'koyin nimach, that the dinim that we just mentioned are referring specifically to the koyin that asks a shayla, and if he will ask a shayla, then certainly the Chacham will tell him that the dinim bittel doesn't apply, and it's also be makir of any of these eifais and yemusa kulan. However, the Mishnah continues, al b'koyin shein nimlach, but if there's a koyin that doesn't ask a shayla, and b'diabde he goes, and he's makir of these eifais, then the following would be the din, asal l'mayla, if he goes and takes all these eifais, he's makir of all of them, l'mayla mechut ha-sikra, like an oilus eif, so mechza kosher, mechza pasol, half the birds that were originally oilus eif are kosher, and the other half of birds, which were chatei sa'eif, would be pasol, and similarly l'mata, mechza kosher, mechza pasol, and if he goes and takes all the birds, and he performs the avodis, l'mata mechut ha-sikra, then the opposite would be true, that half would be kosher as chatei sa'eif, and the half of the birds that were oilus eif would be pasol. And the Mishnah continues that although in those cases half of the birds b'di'evad would be kosher, however achas l'mata v'achas l'maglo shneim psulois shadi oimer chatas krev l'maglo v'ilu krev l'mata, that if he takes one bird and he does it l'mata mechut ha-sikra, and then he takes another bird and he does it savoidos l'mayla mechut ha-sikra, then certainly both would be pasul, as we would have to be concerned that the chatas ha'if was done improperly and the savoidos were done l'mayla mechut ha-sikra, and the oilu sa'if was also done improperly as the avoidos were potentially done l'mata mechut ha-sikra. And l'maiser Rahuna Rabbi Huda brings a raya against Rava, as we see from this Mishnah, that although l'chatchila, if you would ask a Rav, the Rav would say that it's also to bring all these kabanais, and the Rav would not give you these etzais. However, as we saw, b'di'evet, if the kohen went ahead and was makriv all the birds, either l'mayla mechut ha-sikra or all l'mata mechut ha-sikra, then half the birds would be kosher. And if so, the same din should apply to our Mishnah, that even though the Rabbanan stated that bittel doesn't apply, however, we should say that b'di'evet, if one was makriv all these animals as kabanais, then they should be kosher and they should be oil l'bayil m'sham chayva. As Rashi states, v'tiyufta l'rava mehadik tani mechza kosher da hacha ilu asilin luchi aminulei lo takrev k'dik tani yamusu, as certainly a Rav would not give you heta to be makvel l'psul zebi adayim p'nei takonis chaveri. Even so, v'chiloi nimlach v'hikrev, that if someone went and didn't ask a shayla and he was makvev it p'dieved tani da asik hilchus kosher, and v'hachin nami in our mission as well hakshir yiratzu, that p'dieved once someone was makrev of all these behemoths as kabanais, then at least the 10,000 animals that were kosher should be miratza for the bailim. Gemara continues, Amalei, Rav responds to Rav Huna Rabbi Huda, Hakamanda Omer Balechayim Nidochin, Hakamanda Omer Balechayim Nidochin, that I hold that in Chanami is machlekes between the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of Mesechtes Kinim, as I hold our Tana holds Balechayim Nidochin, since you can't bring any of these individual animals as a carbon, so therefore they are already puzzled, and therefore even b'di'evet, if you would bring these animals as a carbon, then it would still be pasul. However, the Mishnah Masechtas Kinim is going like the Manda Omar, that Bali Chaim are not nidochin, and therefore, b'di'evet, if you bring all of these oifais, either l'mayla mechut ha-sikra or l'mata mechut ha-sikra, half of these kabonis oifais would still be meratza. And as Rashi brings down, that this machlik is between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon in Masechtas Yuman, daf samach dal and Rabbeis, and some agrees that this machlik is between Rav and Rabbi Echron, ayin and Masechtas Yuma. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question on Rava, as although certainly if there's an animal that's alive, there's a machlekes if bali chayim nidochin or bali chayim nidochin. However, as the Gemara continues, hari shchutin l'kul alma nidochin, that all agree that if there's a behemoth that was already nishchat, that certainly the din is nidochin. And we continue on daf ayin dalam and aleph v'tnan, and we will learn in the Mishnah daf ayin zayin beis that ivorim be'ivorim bali mumin. If you have the ivorim of one behemoth that's a bali mum, and therefore it's also to place those ivorim on the mizbeach, and these ivorim get mixed up with the ivorim of many kabbonis that were kosher and were not bali mumin, the Rabbi Elazar Imed, Rabbi Elazar states that even though these animals were already dead, therefore certainly the din of dichui does apply, and even though certainly if someone would ask a shayla, they would certainly not allow them to go and be makar of these evarim l'chatchila. But even so, Rabbi Elazar teaches us that in karv reish echemhen yukruvu kol reishin, krayim shel echemhen yukruvu kol krayim, that b'di'evit, if the krayim went and was makar of the head of one of these animals that were in this mixture, or he was makar of one of the krayim of one of the animals that was in the mixture, then we would be taylor that the one that you were makriv was actually from the animal that was a bal mum, and therefore we would allow you to be makriv the rest of the heads and the rest of the krayim. And clearly we see that even though l'chatchila one would not be able to be makriv the roish or the krayim, however b'di'evet, if he goes against the din of the chachamim, and even though originally was dachoy, that krava would still be valid. And if so, even if we would say that rava holds like the manda omar that bali chayim on yidochin, however we see that even that manda omar should agree that b'di'evet, if he went and he was makriv all these behemoths, that it should be kosher. And why would Rav have stated, Hashadam Rabbanu Le Nakri Makriv Ikarv Loim Ratzi. However, the Gemara responds, Hu Da'amah Kechanan HaMitzri, the Chanami, the Rebbe Elazar that taught us then on Daf Ayin Zayin Beis, he doesn't hold the whole concept of Dichui at all, and he holds like the Shita of Chanan HaMitzri that we discussed already, that discusses the din of the Sar LaHashem, the Sar LaZazel that is brought by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Chanan HaMitzri holds that although the Pasuk of Pashas Achrim Beis tells us, V'asar Sha'ol Olav Agur LaZazel Yomad Chai Lefnei Hashem, we learn out that the Sar LaZazel has to still be alive at the time that the Zrikas Adam is done to the Sar LaHashem. And even so, Chanan HaMitzri holds, if the Kohen Gadol already did the Shechita on the Sar LaHashem, and he was already Mekabel Adam, and the Sar LaZazel dies, then the dam that's in the Mizrak would not be Pasol, and would not be Dachui, and all they would have to do is take another Sar LaZazel, match it up to the dam of the Sar LaHashem. And as the Gemara brings, the Tanya, Chanan HaMitzri Oime, Afilu Dam Bekois, Mevi Chaveru Mizavigloi, and as Rashi states, Afilu Dam Sarya, Nasu Befnim Bekois, Shekvan Nishchat, and Mesa Mishtalech, Mevi Chaveru Minashuk, Mizavig Ladam, Veloya Minon, and we don't say, Hoil Vinitcha Dam, Bemis Chaveru, Yishofech, Vyovishnaim, Vyagwalein, Vizchapben, and you don't have to take two new Kabanais. Therefore, we see that Chanan HaMitzri doesn't hold the concept of Dichwe at all, even after the Sar LaHashem was already Nishchat, and even on the Dam, which is not a Balchai, that we still say that there's no din of Dichui. Since Rabbi Elazar holds a Chanan HaMitzri, that's why he stayed in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Zayin Beis, in Karv Rishal Echem and Yikru Kal Rishim. But Zok Rava, we don't agree with Chanan HaMitzri, and we hold of the concept of Dichui. Therefore, certainly by Shchutin, we'll all agree that the carbon is Nidach, and certainly even if you makrev the carbon Bidi Eved, it would still not be valid. And certainly in our Mishnah, where the behemoths are actually alive, and I hold like the man of Amma, Bali Chaim Nidachin, certainly my din is correct that Hashid Amir Abon Loi Nakrev, Ikarv Loi Miratzi, and even Bidi Eved, if someone would bring all these behemoths as Kabonais, they would not be Miratza, and Ayin Deshita Nashmatais, who is bothered, that Lachira, how could Rabbanon state that even Bidi Eved, these Kabonais would not be Miratza, and then this person would still have to bring another carbon, if at this point Midurais's carbon was really Miratza, and if so, he's bringing Chulun Lazara, and the Shita explains that once Rabbanon stated that the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, based on the concept of Hefka Bezin Hefka, they stated that this behemoth doesn't belong to the Bailim any longer, and therefore, even if he brought this carbon, it would not be Miratza to the Bailim, and the Bailim would still have to bring another carbon, and certainly would not be considered Chulun Bazara. And prior to ending, let us go back to Taisis at the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, Dibul Maschel Vinach Bishinu Dinaidin Vinayma Dechol the Parish Maruba Parish, and Taisis points out that even when the Gemara states that we should mix up the animals, Kagoyin Shalay Bifinenu Pirshim Makum Kavua, and we're talking about a scenario where they mix them up, not in front of the ones that will go and take these Kabanais, and as Taisis points out, the Ihoisa Pirshim Bifinenu, as certainly if they would start moving around while we were there, Hayasurin, then they would still be Asar, Ki Lakum Bimakum Fiyas, as if they were taken from a place where there was still Kavua, and the Din of Kal Kavua, Kabechsa Mechsa Dami, would still apply, and we will stop over here.